From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Utah's GOP congressional delegation has competition in the midterm primaries. KUER's Caroline Ballard has more.
With a new congressional map in play, lots of things are getting a shakeup. This go-round, Utah's three incumbent representatives all have Republican challengers. Blake Moore is getting a challenge from former Utah House Majority Whip Carrie Ann Lisenby for Utah's 2nd District in the North. Mike Kennedy will face off against three other Republicans in the 4th District to the west. Celeste Malloy also has three Republican challengers for the 3rd District in the South, including former legislator and candidate for governor Phil Lyman. And more could be on the way. People have until Friday to declare their candidacy. The primaries are June 23rd. Caroline Ballard, KUER News.
The federal government is piloting a program for flying taxis, and Utah is on the list. The Utah Department of Transportation will test electric aircraft and see how they fare in real life. That includes in urban and rural areas, in the mountains, and in places prone to wildfire. And it will partner with other states, plus industry and research groups. It's part of the government's push for more advanced air mobility aircraft. And Utah leaders have been working to get the technology up and ready by the 2034 Winter Olympics. Supporters say the project will improve transportation, logistics, and emergency response. Brigham Young University's A.J. DeBonsa is one of the top players in college basketball. Now he has the awards to prove it. The 6'9" forward is the Associated Press Big 12 Player of the Year. He's also the Big 12 Freshman of the Year and the only player that earned a unanimous vote for the All-Big 12 First Team. DeBonsa is making waves in his first season. He leads the nation in scoring with 24.5 points per game. The 19-year-old is projected to be the number one pick if he declares for the 2026 NBA draft. New research has linked moderate levels of wildfire smoke in the air to changes in people's mental health scores. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
The study, published in the Journal of Respiratory Research, suggests that wildfire smoke does more than irritate your lungs. It can also affect your mood and mental well-being. Team lead Shogong Long is an epidemiologist and associate professor of medicine at the University of New Mexico. He says even exposures of a few days can lead to temporary bouts of depression.
It's quite surprising to actually see this wildfire smoke, especially this acute exposure, is associated with mood, the changing some mental health measures as well.
Officials have issued early warnings ahead of what could be an active wildfire season this spring and summer. Long encourages people in the path of wildfire smoke to heed any warnings to wear masks or stay indoors. He says the links need more study to understand the full implications. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Jenny Kinsey.
Lake Powell could drop to a record low because of drought and the recent warm weather, and that puts the hydropower turbine operations at Grand Canyon Dam in danger. But Flaming Gorge could help. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the federal government is considering releasing water from there and other upper reservoirs. But officials warn it's only a short-term solution. Otherwise, Flaming Gorge won't have enough water either. Right now, it's at 80% capacity. This story comes to us from the Great Salt Lake Collaborative. You are listening to KUER News.